We have a special guest in the studio, Isabel Brown. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you all so much for having me. I'm really excited to speak to the Rams community.
Perfect. We're going to jump in and talk about your campaign for ASCSU Senate. Mm-hmm. How excited are you for it so far?
I'm so excited. So I'm running for a brand new position in ASCSU. It's called the Speaker of the Senate. This position was just created last fall, so it's kind of a test run for the three of us who are currently running, but we've all had a blast so far and excited to see how the position goes next year.
Perfect. So we're going to send it over to Gabe Peterson, who's going to start off our interview with Ms. Brown.
Well, thank you, Oscar. What prompted you to get involved with student government here at Colorado State University?
That's a really great question. I've actually been involved with ASCSU for about a year now. My prior experiences involve being a senator for the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, of which I'm studying in right now. And my second obligation and role in ASCSU has previously been to serve as the Senate Outreach Officer, so filling some of those vacancies in terms of the senators that are present on the floor each week. Initially, I decided to get involved with ASCSU as a freshman towards the end of my first year because before coming to CSU, I had competed in competitive speech and debate, and my event was Student Senate, so I have a huge passion for all things Senate, but I also really wanted to make sure that I could play a part in making a tangible difference on this campus. Most students don't really know, but ASCSU Senate's primary role is to manage a budget of $55 million in student fees. So every week I vote on legislation that's spending real people's real money out of their pocket, and having an opportunity to have a say in that was something I was very passionate about.
Your level two question, even though you kind of answered that in your last answer, is outside of ACSU, be that in high school or before, what other leadership positions have you held that has qualified you or have qualified you for this position?
In terms of just outside involvement here at CSU, I'm involved in a lot of leadership opportunities. The two biggest ones right now were probably my prior involvement as an admissions ambassador through the Office mm-hmm. of Admissions. That was a great way to meet incoming students. And in addition, I'm a serving RAM handler right now, so I get to spend all my free time with Cam the RAM. I learn a lot about alumni engagement and talking to donors and different individuals in the CSU community almost every weekend with events for that. Back towards that competitive speech and debate point, however, I had the opportunity to compete on the national circuit for students Senate. I attended many different competitions throughout the year at very varying universities throughout the year as well, including at Harvard University, Yale University, Stanford, and even the national tournament that occurs each year. One summer, I even placed in the top 60 competitive senators in the nation for my knowledge of parliamentary procedure, which is the way in which a Senate meeting is run every week. So that sort of gives me the specific qualifications for this job of Speaker of the Senate, whose primary role will be to conduct those Senate sessions.
Your campaign is centered around creating an open space and an inclusive venue within the ASCSU Senate. What concepts are you hoping to implement if elected? May I recommend massage chairs?
Oh, that would be glorious. Let me tell you, on those long Wednesday nights, that would be the best. Currently, I really believe that the climate within ASCSU Senate specifically has been very politically oriented in the last year since I joined as a senator. That being said, on many pieces of legislation, there's a failure to hear both sides of the argument on whatever piece of legislation that we're discussing, whether that be politically oriented, monetarily oriented, or even just something to benefit the student body here at CSU. I believe that really cutting that off and creating a more professional culture is what's going to make us better stewards of student fees, better opportunities to represent students throughout the university, and overall just a more professional organization. That really comes from a piece of process and having an in and out knowledge of parliamentary procedure. While I have the utmost respect for our leaders currently within ASCSU Senate, I believe that bringing the next level of expertise with parliamentary procedure to really implement that open, inclusive dialogue throughout every ASCSU Senate session will really create a turning point in our culture next year.
And you've mentioned in your campaign that you've wanted to introduce more of a professional culture rather than a political arena, as you mentioned in your debate at the plaza. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Absolutely. I just mentioned that throughout the year, I've really noticed that ASCSU Senate has had such a political climate, whether we're discussing really a piece of legislation regarding student fees or whether it's more politically oriented. But quite often throughout the year, I've seen senators try and push their own personal agenda or tie themselves to a certain political ideology. Sometimes that's conservative or liberal. Other times it's not. For whatever reason, rather than spending most of their time pursuing their primary obligation of representing students throughout the university. We've seen this time and time again throughout the year, including a recent case in which many individuals waited for authors of a bill to be gone before completely voting no on it as a student body, which was frustrating. And over it gets a little bit more frustrating as time goes on. As a current senator right now, with someone who has a voice in the body, my role has been a little bit different than what I would hope to take on in the future. But as the Speaker of the Senate position, really creating that unbiased venue would be the primary way to sort of cut that and create a professional culture going forward.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to kind of ask you about diversity within ASCSU, and some would argue that there is not enough diversity within student government. What do you plan to do in expanding diversity within ASCSU, and do you believe your ideas are feasible?
That is a phenomenal question. Many of us in this room and across the university are familiar with the passage of the diversity bill last spring. That was a really great way to get the conversation started of who should ASCSU be actively trying to represent across our campus, what types of races, ethnicities, gender orientations, and even ideology of thought. However, the diversity bill really only selected a few different organizations here on campus that would get a voting Senate seat within ASCSU. And again, it was a great stepping stone to get the process started, but it certainly has not been over. I completely agree that there's not enough diversity here in ASCSU Senate, and we can actively be doing more for that every single week. As a senator this year, I helped in drafting and passing a piece of legislation that allowed for a brand new voting Senate seat and an associate senator seat for something called the Multi-Faith and Belief Council. This is a brand new student council here on campus that represents all the registered student organizations that identify as spiritual, religious, meditative, or even atheist. So not only does this council provide a new venue for students to explore their own spirituality, which is a great opportunity on our campus, but now, thanks to this legislation, they now have a voting Senate seat as well. And I know that was one of the primary concerns with the passage of the diversity bill last year, was that it didn't include and encompass those students that identified as spiritual somehow. Going forward, I think these conversations absolutely need to continue. There are always more ways that we can be representing our students across the campus. We are so diverse, and 32,000 students make up the CSU community, so their ASCSU government should be equally as diverse.
So as we're all aware here at CSU, there's a new building of the new football stadium. So specifically regarding the new campus on stadium, you know, there's kind of been concerns regarding student tailgating. What can we expect from your campaign if elected regarding this issue?
The number one focus of my campaign is sort of to return to our roots of representation here in ASCSU Senate. That being said, really whatever the students would like to see out of the tailgate and game day experience is our most important thing. Keeping our ears open to listening to what the rest of the student body has to say, as well as the newly elected senators in the spring. Hopefully we can all work together in writing a piece of legislation or releasing a statement that can help with ASCSU's direction towards game day next year.
I am the next question again.
Awesome.
Student fees seem to be a cornerstone point of all nominees' political platforms. Can you go into detail on how we're going to lose all of our money?
That's a great question as well. So unfortunately, or fortunately, sometimes we don't talk about student fees every week in ASCSU Senate specifically. The executive branch has something called the Student Fee Review Board, which very, very commonly addresses student fees as they apply to registered student organizations. Occasionally, however, like I mentioned, ASCSU Senate does have a budget of $55 million in student fees. So we'll receive pieces of legislation regarding specific events put on by registered student organizations. Water bottle filling stations was a bill that we had this year, and spending a few million dollars on water bottle filling stations, which ended up being vetoed by the president. But really, we constantly are receiving new ideas and new pieces of legislation within our body regarding student fees. Unfortunately, not many students on our campus know about the role of ASCSU Senate specifically in spending that money and in voting on pieces of legislation that deal with student fees throughout the year. That being said, I would really like to increase a transparent line of communication between ASCSU Senate and the general student body, as well as just the CSU community, to make sure that they know where their money out of their pocket is going every year. One of my ideas is to sort of increase a better relationship between ASCSU Senate and the Collegian, and increase an opportunity for a weekly report for ASCSU Senate to include just as a column on every Friday, saying this is the legislation that we talked about last week, this is what's coming up next Wednesday, and to remind the whole CSU student body that we are always open to the public. Anybody can come if they feel passionate about a particular piece of legislation and would like to share their thoughts.
So to kind of sum up questions for you, I've seen a lot of your campaigning, which is awesome. You were jumping across some sorority and fraternity chapters on Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when you when you came in during our dinner, you were talking about how past holders of this position have not done the job to its fullest. So what can you do to break this cycle and to kind of start fresh in the Senate?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's really unique about this position is it is brand new. Somewhat, it takes over the vice president's prior obligations to run Senate every week, but it also sort of merges with a current position that's elected within the ASCSU Senate body, not the rest of the student body. That's called the Speaker Pro Tempore. In years past, we've often seen Speaker Pro Tempores not remaining unbiased. They've taken stances on particular political pieces of legislation, picked favorites in the body, and that's happened as well with the vice president in years past. Not so much this year present, but the vice president has been spread so thin that it's hard for him to be there all the time for us in ASCSU Senate. So really, having a really solid leader that's there every single week, making sure that the unbiased venue continues throughout the year and that every voice can be heard, but B, having the opportunity to make sure that I stay neutral in all political pieces of legislation and that I really just create a venue for all other senators to have the floor to speak.
That's awesome. And just a second ago, we were talking about how the last year, was it, that the voter turnout was 12%?
Yeah, so last year, voter turnout was about 12.5% in the general ASCSU elections, and about 22 votes separated the presidential candidates.
So votes do count. So how can students get out and vote? Where can we access that?
So voting will all be on RamWeb this year. We no longer have physical polling places, which is kind of exciting. You get to vote on your phone this year, which will be really fun. But all you have to do is log into your RamWeb. At the top of the webpage, there will be a small banner that says, click here to vote in the ASCSU elections. You'll have the opportunity to vote for the president, vice president, the speaker of the Senate, which is my position, as well as the senators representing your college, and for a little extra fun ballot measure, the Forever Green t-shirt for next year.
Awesome.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
If only our general elections could go and vote through RamWeb, right?
So much easier.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Brown, for being able to come into the studio and tell us a little bit about your campaign. We wish you nothing but the best in your elections next week. We hope to hear good things from you later on.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.